Here's another sign of change in Iraq. During the worst of the sectarian killings in Baghdad, concrete barriers went up all over the city. Now that security has improved, at least one wall has come down. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro attended a reconciliation celebration between two neighborhoods that were once bitter enemies.
Colonel Craig Collier with the 10th Mountain Division points to where a series of blast walls had stood for the past 18 months. Earlier in the day, they were carted away on flatbed trucks.
We're in the middle, right here, of what used to be the fault line between the Sunni side in al-Fadl and the Shia side in Abu Sayfin.
Colonel Collier, who oversees U.S. military operations in West Baghdad, says it is the first barrier to have come down in the city.
Well, it says to me there's hope. These two people were fighting each other a year ago, and now they're getting together on their own to bring down a wall that separated the two communities.
To celebrate, the two sides met to break the traditional fast that takes place during the holy month of Ramadan.
You want soup? It's good.
Huge platters of rice and lamb were consumed on long tables set up in the middle of the road, funded by a grant from USAID. While the scene is festive, nearby buildings lie shuttered and badly damaged. Mustafa Raji is a grocer from Shiite Abu Sayfan. He says he hopes the removal of the wall will help revitalize the economy here.
This area used to be one of the biggest commercial zones in Iraq. Thousands of families were living and working in this particular street. It became a war zone. Now our area is safe again, and this is a very beautiful gathering that we hope reflects the new reality of this place.
Up until last year, these adjoining neighborhoods were two of the most dangerous in Baghdad. Sunni insurgents in Fadl battled the Mehdi Army militia, loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, in Abu Sayfan. Like many neighborhoods in Baghdad, a wall was put up to separate the two sides. U.S.-funded paramilitaries, Shiite and Sunni, known as the Sons of Iraq, now secure their respective areas. Khalid Ibrahim is the head of the Sunni Sons of Iraq in Fadl. He says without the help of the Americans, who mediated between the sides, this never would have happened.
The Iraqi government, unfortunately, has never given any help to unify these two neighborhoods. This was a divided heart, but now the barrier has been removed, and it's one heart again.
Still, the removal of the wall is more a symbolic act than a real integration of the two communities. The Shiite Sons of Iraq leader in Abu Sayfan, Diyar Fadl, says they will strictly control the crossing between the two neighborhoods.
There will be joint security checkpoints. People will undergo a strict check in order to pass. We will screen their identifications and do a background check.
The physical barrier may have come down, but the divide here still exists. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.
Let's check on another divided nation, the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. European Union monitors have now arrived there. Their job is to oversee Russia's withdrawal from much of the country. But Russia has said it will not allow the observers to go everywhere they want to go. Under a ceasefire agreement, Russian troops are supposed to leave undisputed Georgian territory. Russian forces plan to stay in two separatist regions.